Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week going through the second half of the first chapter of 1 Peter. That's like a tongue twister. So say that 10 times fast to wake you up if you're listening to this in the morning. And we've really only, it's the third day that we're going through this. We've only gotten through one verse so far. So I promise today we're going to get at least into verse 14. But we've begun our week building off, we've been born into a living hope. This reality that Jesus has given us eternal life. And you're like, you said that yesterday. You said that the day before. You said that the day before. We can never say this enough, friends. This is the core of the gospel message. This is the core of what our life is built on. Jesus Christ died for our sins and he rose again from the dead. He rose again from the dead and he's coming back to get you and he's coming back to get me. And that's the living hope that we have, a hope that is alive, that we serve a God who is living, who is active, who is alive. Amen. And so we're building off of that. And Peter's saying, if that's true, now this is how I want you to live. This is how God is asking you to live. And so we talked about setting our minds and we know how important the mind is. Having a spiritually focused mind. Already by the time you're listening to this, you probably have 10,000 things that want the attention of your mind. But the reality is for the believer, even when we're doing other things, even when we have so many demands on our hearts and our minds, even when there's stress in the world, even when there's violence, even when there's lack of hope, our mind and our hearts can be a place where the Lord dwells. It can be a secret place. It can be a holy place. And in that place, we can hold on to this hope that we have. We can set our minds on what is to come and we can choose to put our hope in the Lord, not in the news, not in the division, not in the hardship, but knowing that evil and suffering will come. But the thing that we've set our minds on is the person of Christ and what will be revealed to us at his coming. And it's a practice. So we encourage you, practice it yesterday. Again, practice it today, even as you're listening to this podcast or listening to this radio program, as you take this into your prayer, say, Lord, help me be spiritually focused. Help me have a spiritually focused mindset. Protect my mind. Guard my mind right now. Only allow the spiritual content in your voice to be penetrating my mind as I'm coming into your presence right now. And so we want to continue on with these passages, and we're going to go ahead and pray Psalm 129, and then we'll get back into 1 Peter. So if you'll join me, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Psalm 129. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, let Israel say. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. A reaper cannot fill his hands with it, nor one who gathers fill his arms. But may those who pass by not say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Lord, these first two passages are just that song of hope. They have not gained victory over me. We have been oppressed. We have been struck down. We have suffered. But there has been no victory gained over us because you have the victory. Lord Jesus, you have the victory. This is our hope. We ask you to give us the grace to live in the reality of that hope today. The hope that is not set on our achievements or our own strength or what we will do today or how good of a day we will have or what's going on in the world, but a hope that is set on your victory over death, that you have won the victory over death. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we are going to continue on and get into 14. So I'm actually going to read 13 through 16, and then we're going to head into 17 through 21 in the next couple of days. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Be holy because I am holy. So he's saying, set your hope. So you're having a spiritually focused mindset, which gives you the power. God has given you the power through the Holy Spirit to set your hope on him, to look forward to what is to come. So that's where we're positioned. So what's next? He says, as obedient children, as obedient children. So we have one, what do? We make our minds sober. We're in charge of our minds. We set our minds. And two, we live in obedience to our Father as obedient children. If you joined me a couple days ago, I was talking about obedience just very, very briefly. And friends, this is so important. Obedience is so important. Because it's talked about in the scriptures over and over and over again. And so many of us, we spend our lives saying, I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to live an amazing, big life for God. I want to do something great. If you joined us a couple weeks ago, we talked about what it meant to do something great. And in the culture, we're like, I want this big moment. Oh, I can't wait to be canonized a saint because everyone will be celebrating me and I'll have this big moment and I want to do something great with my life. But what we see in the saints is obedience, hearing God's word with trust and acting in submission. The Greek word in the New Testament, hypako, I can't really pronounce it very well. Hypako, comes from the word hypo, under, and akouo is to hear. So to hear under, it literally means under authority, to hear and submit. We don't like it that much, right? We think obedience like following rules and we're like, okay, God, I'll obey you. I'll obey you. And at the same time, we want to have this great life, but we want to be in control. And the saints obeyed God. I love it in this famous Jewish prayer, the most famous Jewish prayer, the Shema, where it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. And when it says, hear, O Israel, it's saying, listen, pay attention, and respond. When there's the hearing aspect, within it is a submission. So it's saying, as obedient children, first, have spiritually focused mindset. And then two, be obedient children. Listen under authority. Hear and submit to God. Submit to God. God, what do you want me to do with my life? What am I supposed to do? How am I going to follow you? God's saying, submit to me. We're saying, wait a minute. I just thought I was maybe going to follow a couple rules. I don't know about submission. Submission is different. Submission is one of those trigger words for us. We don't like it. Living under the lordship of Jesus. What is that submission? To place under authority, to subject oneself, to humble, to bring low, to come low before God. What is being obedient? It's coming low before him and living life under his authority. Be obedient, children. Do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. So friends, as you see, there's a battle going on here. There is a spiritual battle going on here, and you have been bought anew by the precious blood of Jesus, which we'll read tomorrow and we'll go through tomorrow. But you've been born anew into a living hope. And so you have this new identity. You are a new creation, but the powers of darkness are still trying to get at you. And so you still have these evil desires in you. And he's saying, be obedient, submit under authority, and do not conform to your evil desires. Don't go back to the way that you used to live before. You are living in ignorance, but now you know better. You know how God is asking you to obey. So submit to him. Submit to him. Not just give your heart to him so that it will feel good and he can hold it and he can give you everything you want. Come under his authority. He is God. He is the King of Kings. He is your Savior. He is your friend, but he is the Lord. He is the captain of the armies of heaven, and he is giving you the tools and the resources to make it to that place of hope. He's saying, I want you in heaven with me, and as part of this journey, I am going to give you tools to make it, ways to express your love to me, ways to follow me. And one of those ways is obedience. The core way to be pleasing to God is obedience. Day in, day out. Many of us, we want a big life. We want a great life for God. We want that. We desire that. It's such a good desire. But he's saying, how are you being obedient? How are you submitting your life to God? How are you walking with him as the Lord? What desires still need to be submitted to him? This is a form of warfare, friends. As I mentioned in a couple episodes before, I was listening to a message actually from Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, and it was one from like about a year ago, and she's speaking to young women about this spiritual battle. And she was saying, the weapons that we have for warfare are prayer, are scripture. And she said two weapons that I didn't even think about until she said it as weapons. She said obedience and submission as our weapons to fight the enemy. Why are these such good weapons? Because the enemy has thrown off all of God's constraints. He doesn't want to be ruled by God. That was one of the main reasons why he rebelled. And friends, our flesh, even though we're still new creations, our flesh is still in rebellion in some ways. So what are those evil desires that I need to throw off? What are those passions that I had when I lived in ignorance? You know, I was thinking about this for me, and the Lord was pointing out this habit that I had to get like flustered by and annoyed by somebody's behavior and to be like, oh, why are they doing that? That's so annoying. And just like the reality of being irritable as an evil desire and how that was like leading me, this irritability was leading me to then expect that that person that was irritating me was going to irritate me more. And so with certain people, I was living in this place of irritation, and then that was actually building into bitterness against them, and then that was actually building into having a negative attitude when it came to being around certain groups of people. And so that I actually wasn't, when I was with them, able to live out of a place of positivity and love and hope because I was conforming to the flesh. I was conforming to that evil desire. And so what I was doing, we're all under obedience to something. So in that moment when I was giving into irritability and allowing it to build bitterness in me, I was coming under obedience to my flesh. And so the way that I fight that is through the power of the Holy Spirit. I come under submission of the Lordship of Christ, which is saying, do not conform to the evil desires of this world, but be holy as I am holy. And so I'm saying, Lord, I'm irritable right now. This is annoying. And if I don't feel called to address something with this person, I submit that irritation to you and I choose to love them and I choose to release bitterness against them. So friends, what are the ways that we're conforming not in obedience to God, but in obedience to our evil desires and to our fleshly desires? And ask the Holy Spirit to help you come under true submission to Jesus the Lord. Join me again tomorrow. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.